Welcome back to Memorial Athletic Center, our nightcap of this triangular. It'll be Piers against Proctor Hermantown United. This won't take long, as the Proctor United team will have several open weights here, and we should get through this one pretty quickly. We're about ready to go. Pelican Rapids just defeated this Proctor Hermantown team 48-11. Going to have a couple of JV matches to get going on this one. That win by Pelican Rapids, by the way, career win number 300 for Coach Harold Holt. So they had a nice little ceremony for Coach Holt prior or after the match was over. So congratulations to Coach Holt on a milestone victory tonight. Pioneers will go to Malacca tomorrow night, as Detroit Lakes will be there as well. Speaking of Malacca, Pioneer boys basketball team is there right now. They are underway, and with just under 7 minutes to go in the half, Pioneers leading 27-18. We'll keep an eye on that one, as the JV will get a couple of matches underway here. So we'll come back. We'll have some varsity matches. There won't be many of them, five or six, I think I'm told here, looking at the program here and the open spots here. But a couple of interesting ones. They do have, the guys they do have there, they have some quality kids there. Unfortunately, we won't see maybe their best wrestler, their 125-pounder, Alex McPhee, who won his 125th career match on Thursday, got injured in practice, dinged up a little bit, so they're going to hold him out. So no Alex McPhee. We will see Zach McPhee. He won his 75th career match on Friday. And Henry Ringdahl is a good wrestler for them as well. He picked up his 50th career pin on Thursday. So we'll be back as we get underway here with the final match of this triangular here. It'll be Piers against Proctor Hermantown United.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. Well, I don't know about you, but all of us here at the Co-op are welcoming in 2021 with open arms after what 2020 had in store for us all countrywide. As we roll through the winter, let us be your winter supplies place to go. From the family farm to the residential homes, we have all your winter needs at our stores. We have many different kinds of Vernik attachments, Ritchie waters, snowblowers, calf jackets, along with a sale on Reed and Tingley boots. We are also very competitive on all feed pricing, grain hauling, steel equipment, and much, much more. Check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com and like us and follow us on Facebook to stay up with our deals and events at the co-op. We thank all of our current and past patrons for the loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today.
Hustle and bustle of Christmas is over, stop into Design Electronics and treat yourself to that new Verizon device you've been wanting. Hi, this is Sarah. Stop in and visit us and let us get you all set up with that new phone, tablet, or watch that you want. We'll make sure that you experience the design difference. We do what you can to make sure that you're set up and happy when you leave the store. We will help you with transferring content and help you find all the accessories to keep your phone protected. So for the best customer experience, visit us at Design Electronics and get your new Verizon device today.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who have banners hanging at our facility. They include Lakes Printing, Trubix Bus Service, Don's Custom Laser, Piers Villa, Rice Creek, Evergreen Lawn Irrigation, Kenco, Shelley Funeral Home, Northwoods Gutter, Unity Bank, Piers Family Dentistry, Premium Concrete, Jason Gruber Construction, Horizon Health, Essential Health, Executive Realty, Todd Primusberger, Piers Commercial Club, United Spray Foam, Piers Lions, TLC Enterprises, Ritter's Thompson & Olson, Piers Golf Course. Once again, thank you for supporting Piers Legion Park.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushlow, Piers Activities Director. We are excited to be back. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have great programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. Congratulations to our AAA winners this year, Landon Schumer and Ellie Fisher, as well as our Excel winners, Lance Otremba and Kiara Olish. Reminder, to ensure our students can continue to play, please follow all protocols that are in place for the pandemic. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
This is Matt Percival, athletics director at Eastview High School and a 1990 graduate of Bloomington Jefferson High School. You are listening to high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
UniBank is banking built around you. Their UConnect checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers! Smoothie Sunflower Oil is locally produced right here in Piers. Natural and unrefined, Smoothie Sunflower Oil should be in your pantry. It's amazing how something as simple as incorporating Smoothie Sunflower Oil into your favorite recipes can take your dishes from simply satisfying to mouth-wateringly delicious. Available in a wide variety of flavors like cold-pressed, Mediterranean, vanilla, lemon, lime, and many others, you'll be sure to find one or several to fit your tastes. Check out the Smoothie Sunflower Oil story on their website, smoothieoil.com, for nutritional information, recipes, and shop online for Smoothie Sunflower Oil products, including the best microwave popcorn. Smoothie Sunflower Oil, natural, healthy, perfect.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Phelan Meats and Pier says, good luck, Pioneers! Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
All right, welcome back to the MAC. Still working through a couple of JV matches before the varsity gets underway here. Piers was a winner over Pelican Rapids in their first duel of the night. That turned out to be a 45-18 final score in that one. Pioneers rattled off wins from Carter Young, a third period fall at 106, and then it was Chase Becker, a 9-5 decision at 113. Derek Stangle pinned his opponent in the first, and that gave Piers a 15-0 lead after the 120 match. That was increased when Liam Hennessy was awarded a forfeit win at 126. Trevor Redunds, a second period fall at 132. That gave the Pioneers a 27-0 lead. Jacob LeBlanc won his match at 138, 6-2. To put the lead to 30-3. Then a win for Pelican Rapids. It was a Carter Johnson 14-7 win over Derek Prisbilla. And then in overtime, Jack Kapinga over Frank Tomberlin 9-5. I made it 30-6. Ross Bozer picked up a forfeit win at 160. Nathan Nash with a win over Caden Holt. That was a 15-8 final for Caden. For Nathan over Caden Holt. It was Johnny Zeeble over Wyatt Dingman by fall. Made it 39-12. Teams were double forfeited at 195. Daniel Hoffman faced a very good wrestler in Jacob Willits at 220. Willits wins that one by fall to make it 39-18. And then the final match of that duel was Carter Geise, a first period fall with just over a second left. Carter pinned Abraham Gonzalez for the final of 45-18. Of note in that match, talking with Skip Toops here while we were watching the Pelican Rapids Proctor Hermantown United match, it was the first time this year that both Nathan Nash and Carter Geise picked up wins that were actually head-to-head. They've had wins credited to them but they were by way of forfeit. This is the first time that both Nathan and Carter got wins on the mat. So congratulations to Nathan Nash, a 170-pound victory tonight, 15-8. And Carter Geise earns his win by way of fall for the Pioneers. So that made it a 45-18 and put the Pioneers now at 4-1 in duels. And they will be facing Proctor Hermantown United up by the Duluth area, just south of Duluth. And that's going to come up here as they go through some JV matches right now. As right now, horn sounds as Teddy Daler working this match. They're still going at it here, so Pioneer boys basketball team is in action tonight. They are in Malacca. Approaching halftime, Pioneers are up 32-25 with about 3:20 left to go in the first half there in Malacca. The Dancers, I think I saw them return. I looked to my left out through the doors, and I saw a whole bunch of girls all of a sudden just walking in with their backpacks and winter coats on and headed to the locker room area. So I'm assuming that was the Piers Pizzazz dance team that returned. They were in Sauk Center for an event tonight, a competition there. And we'll have the girls basketball team live and on the air tomorrow night. They've got a very tough task. Third-ranked Albany will be the opponent in Albany tomorrow. So that's what's on tap here as we should get going here relatively soon with the conclusion. They don't have a lot of varsity wrestlers, so they won't have many JV wrestlers either, I would guess. They've only got dressed. I'm looking here. Six or seven kids on their bench area. It's halftime now in Malacca, 36-28. Pioneer boys are ahead. Jonah Prokot on his march to 1,000 career points. He needed 17 coming into tonight. He's got 5 at halftime. And there's a fall. Braden Melby wins a fall in the JV match. And I think it's varsity time, so we'll have the varsity match coming up on You Are There Sports.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline. Are you looking for something new and cute to wear, but are trying to avoid crowded malls and bigger stores? Do you hate ordering things online only to have them arrive looking different, or even worse, not fitting? The Clothesline on Main Street is your answer. You'll love our personal service and attention to detail. Let us help you find a pair of Liverpool jeans with fabulous fit or a top that you feel powerful wearing. My favorite part of my job is styling my customers. Come see us soon at the Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce or check us out on Facebook.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster. Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
All right, we are underway here at the Memorial Athletic Center. The Proctor Hermantown United team here, and they were open weights for the first four. So we're up to 132 pounds, our first actual match, and it features Trevor Redunds against Robert Laxo of Proctor Hermantown United, a blue singlet with a neon green, highlighting a P on one rib cage and H on the other, signifying Proctor Hermantown, that co-op. Not a lot of wrestling in the northern third of the state of Minnesota, but this is a program that's been going for a couple of years, Proctor United. And Trevor Redunds with a fall in his first match, ranked fifth in the state at 132. Eric McPhee is the coach for Proctor Hermantown United. As there's a throw by Redunds, and no control yet. Dennis Lenz, as Trevor throws a cross face in. He does have the takedown, but now he's going to cradle. He got a cradle to get a fall on his first match. He's got a cradle here, and Trevor ready to make it back-to-back pins, and there it is. Redunds with a fall in the first. Redunds, first period fall, makes it 30 to nothing. As we'll come back with our next match.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Double forfeit at 138 takes us up to 145 pounds, and Jacob LeBlanc out there, he is tasked with facing Zach McPhee, and they're underway here early in the first, and they're ruled out of bounds. 33 seconds gone by. Zach McPhee won his 75th career match on Friday for Proctor Hermantown United. And Jacob LeBlanc was a winner earlier tonight, as was this young man from Proctor Hermantown. Pierce 30, Proctor Hermantown United 0. Trevor Redunds with the fall. That's the only actual match. Now 2 for McPhee. He'll score first at the minute mark of period number 1. Now Jacob to a knee. Jacob wrestled 138 against Pelican, so he's asked to move up here. I think that was kind of on a mutual agreement by the two coaches. They want to get McPhee a match, and Jacob was willing to go up to face a bigger opponent. 30 seconds to go, 2-1 as McPhee gives up the escape here to Jacob LeBlanc. Now he shoots in at the ankle, comes up high, and Jacob now looking to defend the trip, the inside trip here. Jacob's right leg up in the air. McPhee trying to pull him back to the middle and look for that trip. Did he get the trip? No. Jacob scrambles out. Little snap down try over on the far side. 3 seconds left in the period. And there's the horn. So LeBlanc and McPhee go to the second. 2-1. Defer choice for Jacob LeBlanc. And McPhee chooses down. Right hip ride, quick stand-up try by McPhee, blocked by Jacob. Jacob trying to start his Turk series. Gets the leg inside. Now he'll reach up for his cross-face cradle. Trying to finish it off as he tilts that leg up, and Jacob might have this almost close to near fall. Dennis Lenz down on a knee to check. Jacob driving forward into the body of McPhee. Now he gives up, and now he throws that cross face in, and he'll try and turn this again. LeBlanc, awful close to getting near fall. Referee down and looking, and now a count begins. LeBlanc is going to get that Turk for near fall points here. As now McPhee has to fight from underneath. He's got his arms wrapped around the right thigh of Jacob LeBlanc. Jacob now comes back to a kneeling position as now looking to hook up a Granby is McPhee. He reaches, he's got that leg. He's trying to flip Jacob back here and switch this around. It's a 3-2 lead. They give Jacob two near fall, or three near fall. So it's 3-2 LeBlanc. Now he's in on a deep double leg ride, pulling McPhee back into a tilt position. McPhee now grabbing that ankle of Jacob and bringing it up to his own belly. And Jacob's got to be careful here. McPhee scrambling around. McPhee trying to pop his head out and get the reversal, and he does. And McPhee turns it around. 4-3 now for Zach McPhee. 17 seconds left in period two. Jacob standing as he almost pulled free. Kind of mule kick his way out of there. McPhee hanging on to that left ankle, now elevating and looking to trip, and they're out of bounds. 5.8 seconds remain. 5.8 seconds. LeBlanc sets up. Dennis Lenz says, get on, and McPhee will hear the whistle. It's a clean start. Jacob tries to roll through. McPhee stays with. No loss of control. And it's 4-3 for Zach McPhee, leading after two. And LeBlanc goes back down. Dennis Lenz gets him set. He instructs McPhee to get on board. And a start. No roll try this time. Jacob tries to sag to his left. Now he's standing, facing, and he's out. And an escape for LeBlanc. 4-4. Minute 45 to go here in the third. Piers and Proctor Hermantown United. Fireman's try by Jacob. He's reaching for that opposite leg. McPhee able to defend out of that. He's got Jacob now kind of in a tripod spot. Bent over, base wide spread. Jacob trying to spin out and come behind. Can't quite get there. Now McPhee drives in and gets the takedown. McPhee gets two, and he's up 6-4 with 75 seconds left. McPhee, a freshman. Now LeBlanc balled up now to a knee, trying to peel those hands out. McPhee twists him back down. 1 minute. 1 minute to go. It's a 6-4 lead for Zach McPhee. Jacob trying to free the hand from underneath his belly as he's right planted down in the middle of the mat here. 38 seconds remain. Now Jacob kind of getting up into a kneeling position. He's got a 30 seconds to turn something around here. He's down 6-4 to Zach McPhee. McPhee off on the right hip, reaching across the small of the back of Jacob LeBlanc. 19 seconds remain. Jacob running short on time here. 12 seconds. Now Jacob standing, but his right leg comes up. He tries to drop and roll through, but McPhee keeps on his balance, and he will win this match, as McPhee will hold on and ride it out to the tune of a 6-4 victory. And that makes the score 30-3, Pioneers.
Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
All right, we're back at Pierce, and we are now up to the 170-pound weight class, and it's Ross Bozer for the Pioneers against Henry Ringdahl for Proctor Hermantown United. 170. Score now after a couple of forfeits is 42-3 Pioneers. As Bozer, who didn't get a chance to get on the mat, he was forfeited too against Pelican Rapids, goes out here against Ringdahl. Again, Ringdahl picked up his 50th career pin last week. So he's a quality kid out there that Ross is facing. Ross, though, almost had him twisted. Now Ringdahl rolls through, and Ringdahl picks up two. He scores 58 seconds in. 2-0 lead. Of course, Ross with that right elbow heavily braced after suffering a season-ending elbow break last year. Ringdahl has the leg secured, and now he's looking for his own version of the step through. 40 seconds left. Piers will win the duel. We just have to see what the final's going to be here. As Ringdahl working off to the left hip, his right arm around Ross's belly. As Ross trying to find a way out of this as he scrambles, rolls off to his right hip, comes back to his belly. 20 seconds to go. He is looking right at his own bench area. As Ringdahl riding neither right or left right now. He's kind of straddling. And oftentimes refs will get you for a stall call there, but time will run out on this period. 2-0 Ringdahl over Bozer after 2 minutes. Choice is Ringdahl's, and he's going to go up, it appears. So Ross down two, headed to the second period. Ross readjusts the elbow pad. And Ringdahl gets in the down position, and Dennis Lenz says, climb on, and Ross gets underway here with his right in, and he's working as Ringdahl tries to tripod up. Ross takes a chop at the elbow. Ringdahl able to stand. Ross trying to tilt him there, but Ringdahl doesn't go along. Now Ringdahl switches quickly, and he scores a reverse. Ringdahl goes up 4-0. That took 20 seconds. That must have been the dance team because there's the bus driver. Bob is back. So now Ross Bozer driving forward. Ringdahl trying to keep his balance on the back here, not get too high and slide off and put himself in jeopardy. 1:15 to go, second period, over near the Proctor Hermantown United bench, and they do slide outside the circle, and it is a stoppage of action. Trevor Redunds with a fall. And Zach McPhee defeated Jacob LeBlanc 6-4. Those are the two matches that we've had so far. Stand up by Ross. Ross trying to get out and get on the board here. Trying to spin back into his opponent. No. Ringdahl technically looks like he's a pretty good kick. Ringdahl looks like he wants to cradle Ross here. Digging for that ankle. No, he's got the Turk in. Pulls that toe up. Secures it. Now he'll climb up high and try and get the shoulders of Ross squared and turned. 40 seconds left in period two. 4-0 for Henry Ringdahl. He's a senior. Not sure if he goes to Proctor or Hermantown High School. We know Ross goes to Pierce. Again, bridging up is Ross Bozer. Battling here. Hasn't been able to generate much offense against Ringdahl. 12 seconds left in period two. Got a long riding time here for Ringdahl. He reversed in this period, and he's been riding since about a minute 50 remain. 2 seconds, 1 second, and the horn sends us to the third. Henry Ringdahl over Ross Bozer, 4-0. Ross is going to go down here. So Ross assumes his down position. And third period gets a clean start. Bozer trying to sit out, roll, scramble, stands, drops his head back, return to the mat. Bozer over near the Proctor bench area, Proctor Hermantown, with a minute 35 remaining. Keeping those arms extended, and then we might get a caution on Ringdahl here. Ringdahl called for a stall, and that's exactly what I was referring to earlier. Dennis Lenz indicating to Ringdahl, you got to work left side, right side, and Ringdahl just kind of staying put right behind Ross. So a restart and a stall call against Ringdahl. Here's Ross twisting. He's almost out. And now Ross shoots in. Ross has the right leg. He's got a turn. And, boy, there's a scramble. Both guys tied up. No control. Minute 15 left. Ross. And we do get a stalemate, kind of just a move you'd see in a game of Twister more than wrestling. They were all arms and legs tied up. Restart cleanly here with a minute 7 to go. Grabbing the ankle, driving forward on the hips is Ringdahl. He's up 4-0 on senior Ross Bozer. Securing that left ankle of Ross. And a bumping him off the hip side and just taking Ross's ability to really maneuver with any power from underneath. 45 seconds remain. And we get a whistle. Caution on Ringdahl again. That's his second, and that'll be a point. A stall point. And it's 4-1. 42.8 seconds left for Ringdahl and Bozer. Ross trying to hook up a Granby out of the start. He's got, no, does he have the leg? I can't quite see. The way the bench for the Pioneers is reacting, they think Ross has something going, but right now Ross kind of frees that up and he's back to a kneeling spot. With time running down here, 22 seconds left for Bozer and Ringdahl. Ringdahl up around the head as Ross with 15 to go. And Ross just can't get anything going against this quality wrestler here for Proctor Hermantown United. And it'll be a 4-1 win for Ringdahl. Ringdahl wins it 4-1 over Ross Bozer. And that'll make it 42-6.
Phelan Meats and Pier says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Nathan Nash, Quinn Schnabel out there now. This is the 182-pound match. Pioneers 42, Proctor Hermantown United 6. 40 seconds into this 182 match. Shot in by Schnabel. Hip sprawled back here by Nash. Now Nash switching and turning. He almost got a takedown to his back. In the match against Pelican Rapids, Nathan actually picked up a win, which was his first in an actual match. He'd been some forfeit victories earlier this year, but he defeated his opponent here on a decision. Underway, under a minute to go now. No scoring yet between Nash and Schnabel. Now Schnabel shoots, and a spin-around attempt by Nash works, and it's 2-0 for Nathan Nash. 45 seconds left to go. Nash first on the board here. Pioneers will go to Malacca tomorrow, and they'll face the Wolves and Detroit Lakes, a Section 8 AA foe. Nash trying to crawl up the back here, improve his position from the right hip side. Looking for a wrist on the left arm of Schnabel. 20 seconds to go. Nash has his half in. He's trying to run this around. Nash might be able to do something with this here. He's trying to just lay across the right shoulder. He's getting near fall points. Nash is going to get a count here. Nash with 2 seconds, 1 second, and he can't quite finish the period with a fall, but he adds three on the near fall, and he'll lead 5-0 over Quinn Schnabel. Green's choice, that's Nash, and Nash wants to defer. And so choice for Schnabel. So the second period about to get underway for Nathan Nash. Nash has a clean start from on top, trying to break his opponent down, but nice switch coming, and Schnabel works it to a reverse to make it a 5-2 score. So a nice explosive move by Quinn Schnabel. Schnabel, a sophomore, Nash, an eighth grader. Back to the middle, Nash. And now Nash, his attempt to spin into the body of Schnabel, he's able to twist his way free and get an escape. Nash gets the 1 point escape, and he'll take a 6-2 lead. They're on their feet now. Middle of the mat here with a minute 15 to go in period number two. Nash drops down, trying to get inside the defense of Schnabel. Just keeps driving forward. Now he's hooked up a knee, and he gets into position to grab the takedown. He just took that right foot out from underneath him, and that forced Schnabel to the mat for the two, and it's 8-2 now for Nash. 53 seconds remaining, second period. A nice lead built by Nathan Nash here as he goes to work in period number two, late period two now. See if you can score late again. Turnham, he had him with a power half, and he's going after that again. We get a whistle. Dangerous is the call by, they're going to say, an illegal dangerous hold. So that'll cost Nathan a point. It becomes 8-3 on the illegal hold. I'm going to call him for a full Nelson there rather than the half. And there's a quick sit-out try by Schnabel. Nash able to block that one better this time. Now he's got it turned. Nash getting the fall. Nash with a fall. What a night for Nathan Nash. A fall by Nash late in the first. And the Pioneers are up 48-6.
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Piers Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teams making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Piers, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
Well, the final match was the Nash victory as open weights the rest of the way for Proctor Hermantown, Wyatt Dingman, Grant Kusky, and Daniel Hoffman, all credited with victories. So your final score is Piers 66, Proctor Hermantown United 6, as the Pioneers sweep the try with the northern teams of Pelican Rapids and Proctor Hermantown United. So We're going to have a chance to visit here with head coach Skip Toops once his duties are done here tonight. But we'll take a break here and we'll wrap up tonight's events. The Pioneers go 2-0 on their home mat tonight, defeating Pelican Rapids and Proctor Hermantown United.
So why do teenagers play high school sports?
My reason why is a sense of purpose.
My reason why is to inspire others.
One reason student athletes seldom mention is to get an athletic scholarship. They know that only 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. So why do they play?
My reason why is friendship.
Tell us your reason using the hashtag MyReasonWhy.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Minnesota State High School League.
Kenco Drywall in Pierce says good luck to the Pierce Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the Upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says, go Pioneers! If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Egg Co-op. Well, I don't know about you, but all of us here at the co-op are welcoming in 2021 with open arms after what 2020 had in store for us all countrywide. As we roll through the winter, let us be your winter supplies place to go. From the family farm to the residential homes, we have all your winter needs at our stores. We have many different kinds of Vernik attachments, Ritchie waters, snowblowers, calf jackets, along with a sale on Reed and Tingley boots. We are also very competitive on all feed pricing, grain hauling, steel equipment, and much, much more. Check us out on the web at www.sunriseeggcoop.com and like us and follow us on Facebook to stay up with our deals and events at the co-op. We thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today.
All right, back at Piers where the event is over here as the Pioneers take two on their home mats, defeating Pelican Rapids 45-18 and Proctor Hermantown United by a 66-6 final. Head coach Skip Toops joins me here. And coach, your thoughts on your team's performance. The Pioneers face some decent guys in Pelican Rapids in a couple of weight classes. They do have some individuals there, just the depth not there to face the Pioneers. But the guys came out and did a nice job, kind of up and down the lineup.
Yeah, you know, I really appreciate the effort and the fight that the guys are putting in. You know, we're rolling in out a pretty young team. We have nine kids that are 7th through 10th grade, so there'll be some growing pains throughout the year and whatnot. But the effort that they give out there every single match, the fight that they go out there, you know, I'm proud of that. Whether they win or lose, I'm proud of that. And we've been on the winning side a whole lot more than we've been on the losing side this year.
Yeah, I mean, the start that the team has had here, it's my first chance to watch the Pioneers here, but you had a split on opening night, but back-to-back sweeps now in the tries, just the way the state is set up this year. You'll get no individual tournaments, only at most tries. So taking care of business when the business is there.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we started out the year and we beat a pretty solid Zimmerman team. You know, Zimmerman, they kind of took it to us last year and we beat a very solid Zimmerman team. We ran into Pequot Lakes, and Pequot Lakes, they're a top 15 team in the state right now. They run a good kid out every single weight class. And, you know, then we went up north and we beat United Clay Becker and Roseau kind of took care of business there. And and coming here in home turf. And that was a good Pelican Rapids team. When you look at the matchups, you say, okay, well, we got to wrestle well in the matches. I think that we can win, and we did that. And that's the thing I like the most. You know, we've had advantageous matchups, but we've also had a lot of toss-ups. And those toss-ups, we go out there, we out-wrestle the guy. We figure out a way to get a takedown, get a turn, and win the match. And so I'm really pleased and happy with their effort on the mat, their fight on the mat, and I'm also pleased with their effort and their fight in the practice room.
Highlighting the night, I guess, if you look at it, we are talking between duels here for the Pioneers, but Nathan Nash, Carter Geise, they win their first actual matches without a forfeit. I mean, they were on the mat wins for both, and Nathan not only did it once, he did it twice.
Yeah, you know, Nathan, he's a young guy. He's an eighth grader, just started wrestling last year. And, you know, he's really really coming into his own a little bit. He works his butt off, and there's a lot of good things that are going to be said about him. And Carter, you know, he's a sophomore. This is his first varsity action this year, and he has taken a couple forfeits, but it's nice to go out there and get a win. You know, he's out all last year with a knee injury and didn't start wrestling until seventh grade anyway. So, you know, young guys with not a lot of experience, but they're starting to get wins on a varsity mat, and once you start getting wins there, that kind of spirals and good things keep happening. So.
You asked Jacob LeBlanc to move up a little bit to get a match against Zach McPhee, one of their top wrestlers for Proctor Hermantown, and a 6-4 loss, but he showed pretty well for himself.
You know, he's right there with some of the best kids in the state. You know, he earlier this year wrestled a kid named Caleb Rule from Pequot Lakes, who was a state entrant at his weight class. You know, and Caleb hammered him pretty much every time last year, and Jacob went 6-4 with him, and I feel like if he believed that he would have won, was going to win starting in the first period, you know, that he could have won that match. And same thing tonight. This is one of the better kids in the state, and he's right there with him in a 6-4 match. And by the end of the year, he'll be getting these. But you know, I mean, he's put in a lot of time in the offseason, a lot of time in the weight room. You know, you watch him stand up. He's got tree trunks for legs, and that definitely helps and benefits him along the way. And hard worker, great kid, a lot of fun to coach.
It's got to be exciting, as you mentioned, the youth of this team, just to see them mature right before your eyes, both physically and mentally within the game.
For sure. You know, and you know that most of our starting lineup's going to be intact for the next 3 or 4 years. And, you know, we have a great senior. We only have one senior, Ross Bozer, but he has great senior leadership. Rodas is a great kid, a good student, as hard a worker as you could ask for in the wrestling room. And so these young guys, and we got a lot of them, are able to look up to a guy like that and watch what he does on a daily basis. You know, that's a huge benefit for our team and for our young guys.
The level of competition will take a big step up tomorrow night when you go to Malacca with the Wolves and Detroit Lakes.
For sure. You know, Malacca always puts a solid team on the mat. I like our chances against Malacca. I'm ready to compete against them. They got a good squad, but you know, I think we match up well. You know, Detroit Lakes, they're ranked third in the state for a reason. You know, they took third in Class AA last year for a reason. You know, but I think we'll compete well with them in a lot of matches. Obviously, we're not favored to win that duel, and you know, I'd be blowing smoke at you if I said, hey, we're going to go in there and beat them. But we're going to go in there and we're going to fight them 14 straight weight class. We're going to give our best effort we possibly can and know that we gave everything we had, and we'll walk out of there with head held high. So
you talked we were talking again a little bit earlier tonight once we watched the two other teams battle here, but youth program numbers are good. I mean, you're looking strong at those levels and continue to develop not only them but with your coaches and stuff, just getting a lot of mat time with a lot of young kids.
For sure. Tonight we had a middle school triangular going on in the elementary gym, and we have 40 kids, 5th through 8th grade, and those kids are showing up excited to wrestle and working hard every day. You know, you look at our K through 4, and we have over 80 kids wrestling K through 4 right now, and so we got a lot of numbers on the way. I know we're a little light at the high school level right now, but we got a lot of numbers coming, a lot of reinforcements coming, and every year from here on out, as you look right now, we have 2 7th graders in our starting lineup, we have an 8th grader in our starting lineup, and this is basically the first time in my 4 years that we've had 7th and 8th graders ready to step in that starting lineup, and every year here for the foreseeable future, we're going to have guys ready to step in that lineup and make impacts like Carter Young is, like Liam Hennessy is, like Nathan Nash is, and we're excited about that.
What do you tell kids, you know, like Liam tonight? He had a nice night last week up in Lake Park Audubon, but, you know, he gets two wins, but he doesn't get a match. How do you, you know, that Keep the motivation, you know, but
it is what it is, you know. If there was a JV match available,
the nature of the beast,
we would have given him one. You know, I mean, shoot, when he went up there at Lake Park Audubon, he wrestled a senior who was 500 2 years ago. I think he had a knee injury the year before, but he was a senior section placewinner 500, and he's a seventh grader. He goes and beats him, you know. And Liam's a tough wrestler. Yeah, if we could have got a JV match, we would have. But he hung out with a stride, and he'll be ready to go tomorrow.
Well, Coach, good luck tomorrow over in Malacca.
Thank you very much.
Coach Skip Toops of the Pioneers, they win two tonight, 45-18 over Pelican Rapids, and a 66-6 sprint to the finish against Proctor Hermantown United. We'll wrap it up when we return. Pioneers take two and are now 5-1 in duels.
At Schomer Insurance, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all-natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers. Frosty's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Pierce is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a feline meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
All right, we finish up our broadcast here with tonight's You Are There Sports Frosty's Wrestler of the Night, and it's Nathan Nash, the eighth grader, wins two tonight. He had not won a head-to-head matchup. He'd won some forfeit matches, but tonight he wins against Pelican Rapids by a 15-8 win, and then he gets a fall in his second match. So Nathan Nash is the Frosties. You Are Their Sports Wrestler of the Night. Congratulations to Nathan. Good luck to the Pioneers as they will head to Malacca. Speaking of Malacca, Pioneer boys are going to win big tonight over there against the Wolves. Last report, Kathy Call tells me 3.5 minutes to go. It's 70-49 over Malacca. Remember, Malacca came here and spanked us last year late in the season, and that was kind of the springboard. The guys kind of took that personally as well. They should have, and kind of re-energized them to make that late postseason run. Jonah Prokot looks like he'll finish with 13 tonight, and he will be four shy of the 1,000 mark, which will be here Monday against Albany. So we'll wait to get the final totals here. But tonight, it's Pierce winning two at home. Thanks, Pelican Rapids, and congratulations to Harold Holt there, coach winning his 300th career coaching match. And thanks to Proctor Hermantown for coming down as well. Girls basketball tomorrow. We're in Albany. Third-ranked Albany will take on undefeated Pierce. And that'll be about a 7:15 tip-off. Until then, good night, everybody.